Yeah, obviously very disappointed. Disappointed with the three defensive errors for the goals that we conceded. I would have liked us to be a little bit more creative in the final third. We know it's a tough place to come to here. You know, Finn Harp set their stall out to defend and put bodies behind the ball, and they've done that. So we knew it was going to take a moment of genius and high tempo football that was going to break them down. And unfortunately, we didn't do that, and we conceded. With three defensive errors. You know, it was a change in our back four from the Galway game last week, and you know, it's something that I'll take responsibility for on that. You know, I should have probably, with hindsight, you know, worked a little bit more with them. But I felt that because they played so consistently well together in the within this run that we've been on, that they would be okay. So I am gutted. I'm gutted for the players. I'm also disappointed for the fans, because we had a fantastic following here this evening. You know, it was a lovely evening here in Donegal. We had a great travelling support, and I'm disappointed for them that they've gone away. Their team's gone away with a 3-0 loss.
Yeah, Harps got an early goal and then got the second so early in the second half. So whatever plans you've had at half time, they have to turn things around. It kind of changed with that second goal from Ryan Curran.
Well, not really. You know, we still felt that we had the belief in ourselves, and we created the opportunities. We knew as the game went on that we would do. But you know, it was the nature of the way that we conceded. You know, with the defensive errors, and then the third one where Slings has come out and he's dropped it. To be fair, he's held his hands up. And that's unlike him, and it's unlike us as a group. So all we need to do is get back to doing the basic things well that we have done, you know, in our recent games, and work hard again on the training pitch. We'll work smarter next time we play, and we need to be ready for the Bray game, because it's another big one for us.
Yeah, and a bit of a break now with the break for the Euros, and that's probably almost halfway stage in the season. How would you assess things at this stage?
Yeah, we're happy with where we're at, because of the overall aim for us this year is it's a rebuild job. It will be going into the break sat in seventh place. We'll be looking to add to the squad. We'll have two loan players that go back on the 1st of July, one back to West Ham, one to Notts County, who have both been excellent for us. So I'm working hard at this moment in time, talking to players, talking to clubs, and we'll obviously be replacing them, and I'm also going to have a conversation with the committee over this weekend, because I'd also like, we're not quite at the halfway stage yet. You know, we've still got 18 games in the league, and we're still in the FAI Cup, and you know, if we do have a run in that, there is going to be a congestion of games. And I think going from a 20-man squad, which we've managed really, really well in this first part of the season, I think we may need just two additional players, I think, to take it to a 22-man squad to get us through those periods where we potentially could have that build-up of games.